Please see our show notes for content warnings related to this episode.
This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Brought to you by the Ensoyment family of products. Ensoy yourself.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Look, it's been one clusterfuck of a week. Let's just do this. There's stuff we have to get through. Tumnus, there's stuff we have to get through.
I think Dr. Saemon has a report.
Sure, let's start there.
Hey. First, I think we've got to thank Wilder for getting things sealed off and safe so we can sleep in our own bunks again. Thank you, Wilder. Mm-hmm. All right. I have a full report at this point of the seismic event which corresponded with the... You know. It does seem to have been a quake. A pretty minor one, but still. Set off by the fusion device, which Dr. Day...
Is she awake yet?
I'm not... That's not my thing. I didn't have a lot of data to compare. Most moonquakes are because of tidal forces from Earth or the impact of materials on the surface.
Can we hear from someone whose thing it is? Medic Pacey, what's the current status of Dr. Day?
Yeah.
If I could get back to...
If you'll all just wait a few minutes.
Oh, shit.
Not again.
Get out of the way.
Hold on. That's just... We've had a little problem with the alarm, all the dust that got into things. We're working on it.
That is certainly comforting.
You don't say. It's under control. Amal, if you could get back to...
Could we get back to the current status of and any information that's been gleaned from Dr. Day?
I promise that is on the agenda.
From an actual person?
Why, you little...
Wilder, it's okay.
If everyone could just calm down, and we'll get to that when it's time. I mean...
It's okay, Roger. I've got this. Dr. Day was unconscious when recovered, and has remained so, with no response to stimuli or any voluntary movements. At this point, I'm declaring it a comatose state.
So you've got nothing? At all? Has Officer Langlois found anything in his investigation?
Yeah, where's he at?
Whoa, there is no investigation, and Michelle is not acting in any official capacity.
But he knows stuff, right? He has been into her file.
What? Those should be released to our department immediately. Edwin? Chris?
It's being sorted out. I think we should just let them sort it out.
You were one of those injured by her actions. We have to examine the data. Protect ourselves from any accusations of collusion.
Dr. Serrano, I think that's enough.
Dr. Ringling?
You have to think of chaos theory. Everything is interconnected. Rawr.
Chris? Not the puppet again, okay?
Chaos theory does apply to the plan, to sustainability and to baking, if you think about it.
Is there even a plan at this point, or are we just patching things up until the consortium arrives?
We don't know that's going to happen.
What do we know? Are we prepared for that eventuality? Is that part of the plan?
It is something we've discussed.
And?
Whatever happened to going to the other side? Were we voting on that?
All right, a lot of questions, but we've definitely got answers for you. Just a minute, and...
The entirety of this meeting has been unacceptable. If you can't keep control...
Could we go back to my previous question?
Okay, my report, the short version. We're okay for now, but we really ought to dig in here. Literally, deeper in. So you're going to need the Earth sciences. Well, the Moon sciences, for that. That's my conclusion.
Okay, I can add that to the agenda. Somewhere. There must be room at the bottom.
I insist we start over again, from the top, preferably with new leadership.
I'm with you, Doug.
All right, that is it. I am just like, seriously? With you people, I've had enough. Roger, y'all can step aside. Thank you for your service.
What is happening now?
What's happening is that Tumnus and I have been running this show for a while now, and it's frustrating as hell to do that from behind the scenes. So, here we are. We're the ones in charge. And if you want to fight, well, come at me, bro. Otherwise, just sit down and deal with it.
I will not sit down, and I will not deal with it. Edwin?
Jules, don't you think this might be for the best?
Medic Pacey?
It's Meryl. If you're going to use first names, you can use mine. But as to Wilder, I'm listening.
I wish I'd had my sunglasses when I said, deal with it. All right, we had a setback, a pretty damn big one at that, and everybody's a mess because of it. We're not a secret up here any longer.
Sorry, I've been busy. What did I miss?
Sit your butt down, Langua. Nothing you didn't already know. We got to keep moving forward. If anything, we should move faster now. Figure out our next steps before they take theirs.
What about the vote to go to the other side?
Of course we're going to the other side. That was always part of Nessa's plan for sustainability. We can't go it on our own.
Work to be done. Work to be done.
Damn right. We started this, but it can't stay just us, or it's gonna die before it really gets going. We need more. More people, more supplies, more points of view.
More perspective.
Exactly. When we put this plan together, Roger said a thing. He called what we were making Freehold Theta.
I like the sound of that.
That's what I said. But at this point, I don't think that goes far enough. With our plans and the chances we run into some trouble from planet side before long, we got to make the goal Freehold Moon. All right, squad, let's get things sorted.
Well, you can sort yourselves without me.
Jules! Jules!
I'll speak to her.
There's a lot to put together and not much time. Where we're heading on the other side, who's gonna go, what's our main priority?
One thing still worries me after going through Dr. Day's reports. What if there are agents on those bases too? It stands to reason.
Right. How do we know who to trust?
You don't have that figured out?
Give us a minute, all right? Let's deal with each thing in a row.
I know at least one person. One for sure. Base Gamma. Maria Langlois.
Your sister, but what about...
And I'm the one who should go. Send me.
Hold on just a minute.
Agreed. I don't mean to question the plan, not to the point where...
I'll get the job done.
I'm with you.
What are you gonna tell him? Hi, care to join the dark side?
Michelle, do you think you're ready for this sort of thing?
I do.
What makes you think anyone here trusts you that much?
Yeah. Nothing personal, but yeah.
Oh, wait. I trust him. I don't like the guy, but I trust him. He burned his bridges with the consortium the same time he burned them with most of us. They left him up here just the same. I've talked to him more than anyone, and he's fucked up and broken and made some pretty bad choices. Just like me. Just like most of the people in this room.
Look, some of that might be true, but I'm not...
He's got a lot to make up, to you and to everyone, but that's all the more reason he'll get it done.
What have you got to say for yourself? Change my mind.
All you've wanted since you woke me up, just to kick my ass, fair, was to get me out of the way again. How much further away could I get?
You earned that.
I know. Let me earn this.
God damn it. God damn it. We'll talk about it later. In private.
That doesn't seem very democratic.
If he's going, I want to go.
We'll talk about it later. Tumnus, ain't there other stuff to sort out?
We did have a presentation, if everyone can hold on just a minute.
Roger, I really need to talk to you about something.
I'll bet you do. After this, all right?
This first chart is supplies. That's supplies we need to get over to the far side. The second chart is...
Launches at T-minus 6 hours and counting. Complete pad inspection and clear of all personnel. Pad area lockdown in 10 minutes.
All right, let's finish up on this level. Clear it out, people.
Bom, parece que eu vou mesmo fazer isso. Roger, amor, espero que você esteja aí me esperando.
Excuse me, Mr. Brigado Fisher?
Alexandre. Alex.
Right. They're asking us to clear the launch pad.
Just another minute. I'll be inside.
I'll let them know. Crew should report in for prep soon.
Time to get going. The other day, it took an hour just to get into the pressure suit. After 3 hours of fighting them on the right size, everything I'm wearing now stays behind. This was one of your sweaters, Slav. I should have packed it in my bag. It's probably so chilly up there. You're gonna be so mad at me when you find out. The message I recorded, where I told you I'm coming, is that on its way to you, or bouncing back and forth between satellites, or sitting in a folder somewhere? I'm assuming you don't know already. Even from the moon, you'd find some way to stop me. You'll have to forgive me, Muhammad. When I get there, you can shout all you want. I promise. As long as we get to make up afterwards. As long as I get to hold you when I say I'm sorry. I couldn't not go. Even with all the risks, the rocket, the people, my heart. My heart. My heart is why I have to do this. I'll see you soon, love. I guess I better go in.
Abrigado! There you are. They've been playing our song, amigo.
Oh, I'm just heading inside.
I haven't had anything to eat or drink for like 2 days. I am not using the system in those things.
I am trying not to think about that part.
They say everybody pisses themselves on takeoff.
How could they know that for sure?
Good point. Look, before we go in, you can still back out, right? If you're not sure. I can pass along whatever information you've got. I can, you know, find Roger, and I wouldn't let you down.
I know. But I'm sure.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Do you require cream or sugar?
No, but you just keep on asking me. All the gods and all the heavens. That's what I've been waiting for. That is damn good coffee. This is a damn good day. How are you doing over there, darling?
I am operating properly and successfully.
Damn right you are. And after all, don't we deserve this? A few moments to sit back and enjoy our accomplishments. A coffee break with the coffee I had to break in for. I should program you for singing.
I am able to play music files. Your level one consortium access.
That's not necessary, but I do appreciate the offer. Everything is set in motion now. All I have to do is sit here at the center of my web and see which strings are pulled. Have we gotten any reports in yet? Ping our folks in Detroit, NYC, Brasilia, Albeda, and all the freeholds. Let's find out what's happening.
Sending as requested. There is an incoming call from an unidentified sender.
Now that's service. Open the channel. All right, what have you got for me?
A lesson in etiquette. To begin with, who answers their calls like that?
Monica Parker. Still out in the world. I thought you walked away.
I did. But I still have eyes and ears. I still have contacts. I know what you're up to there. You've got the freeholds all riled up. Agents in almost as many megacore hotspots as I do, all ready to go after one another. If only they knew you were playing both sides. And that trick with the enswimming gold, after all I did to shut that down. I am impressed.
I'm pretty proud of that one. That special emulsifier really ramps up the old anxiety. Did you see the numbers from our test run with the moon bases?
I even know about that financial trickery you've pulled to fill your accounts. Imagine if the consortium found that trail of breadcrumbs.
Is this why you called? Just to make a few threats like old times?
Not at all. I admit, our relationship wasn't the most cordial when we shared an organization. But there's no reason we can't be friends now. I just wanted to check in.
Just in case I get lucky and wind up on top.
Of course. How do you think it works on our level? I want you to know I'm still here, that I see you. And if things go well, perhaps we can be of some mutual use in the future.
I thought you had your mountain.
I do. But given the chance, I'd still rather have the world.
And what about your little lost lamb?
I'm still looking. Thank you for putting the word out through your contacts.
Of course. Now I should clear my channels. I'm waiting on a few calls.
I'm sure you are. Best of luck. Until next time.
Communication has been terminated.
I'll bet. Call our line into the Patrick Free Zone.
Attempting connection. Rerouting. Rerouting.
This is a little bit urgent, darling.
Connected. signal strength is degraded.
Hello? Hello? Keep trying to boost the signal. I'm gonna assume you can hear me. You've gotta be well into the countdown now. I hope that launch is going as planned. There's a lot riding on you, riding that rocket. Let me know if any strings need to be pulled. And be careful. I just got an interesting call from Monica Parker. She might be on to us. I'm gonna need another one of these soon.
The next chart. I know, but this one's important too.
Just a few more to go. Jackson, if you could help with explaining how this all fits together.
You were monitoring your nutritional profiles and...
I saw you slip out the back. We need to talk.
Look, Wilder... Okay. I'm here. I don't know what else to say, but I'm here.
Not for long, Rat. That was pretty slick. You got Roger and Pacey eaten out of your hand.
I didn't do anything.
You've done plenty, and you know it.
I'm just trying to help.
Where were you trying to help before? Back when someone actually needed your help? What about back with... Damn it. Damn it! Damn it! I'm searching for a little faith here. Tumnus and Roger say to give you a chance, but, why should I believe you've changed?
I haven't changed. I'm not saying that. I'm trying to change.
All right, whatever. But you don't get to pick and choose how that happens. You don't get to volunteer for the big mission and suddenly go from Gaston to the mean version of Gaston.
What are you saying?
If you want to fix something and be a better man and all that, you gotta ask permission first. You have to ask me. I'm the one you messed up. At least the one that's still here. You gotta ask me.
Wilder, my sister is over there. At least I hope. They damn well better not. My sister is there.
Yeah, I heard about all that. Sorry. Assuming she's a better person than you.
She's always been better. She'd come home from 12 hours of security training, check I'd done my lessons, make a dinner. But she insisted. And tell me about her day. She got the highest marks. The best reports. She cursed them out behind their backs, but they loved her. She did it all for me. She never had a choice.
That's a tough life. But still, damn it.
You have to let me go. I can't not go.
We should have had this conversation before you made some big public statement.
Then why didn't you say that in there? You love to shut me down. Why not get it over with?
Because, damn it. I do think it's a good idea. I think it's what you need to do. You need something big to redeem yourself, but also, you need to not be here for a while. It's too much having you walk in the halls every damn day. I think you ought to go.
Okay. All right, then.
But you need to understand how this works. You make these decisions with the folks you hurt, not behind their backs. Damn it, Langua. I know you had some shit to dig your way out of, but why do the things you did? It just don't make sense to me.
I had a hard time learning a new language when we moved. Our enclave was separatist. You could only speak French even at home. No translations. When we got to Rio, I was so lost. I heard English and Portuguese, so many options I didn't know existed. I didn't know how to start to learn. It took me, again, so much longer than Maria.
All right. You think that's the answer?
It's what I've got.
I don't get you. You are one hell of a mess. I hope to hell Roger's right and you're worth trusting.
I do too. Alt, Roger. Is he still... I really need to talk to Roger now.
Close out, crew. You've got about 15 minutes before we enter the orbiter. This is it, folks!
All right, Alex, we've got to get you the rest of the way in. Wiggle your shoulders a little, let it settle in around you.
I'm doing my best here.
There we are. I'll help you make the connections. Addy, we need you and yours.
I'm with you, just checking messages. We've got a lot of folks saying their sad goodbyes. And a few sending nudes. You can't rush this kind of thing.
Review their final checklist. All switches flipped, test the hatches airtight, test the comm system.
All that's showing is green light so far.
What about the inertial measurement unit calibration? I had to tell them that was a thing.
It's on the list now and showing green.
Alex, Addy, how's it going in here? I admit, I'm jealous.
Stephen Abdullaye, haven't seen much of you lately. And Anong, my brilliant beauty. Here to give your heroes a proper send-off?
Something like that. We've been shadowing to make sure everything goes as smooth as it can be.
Completely unnecessary, of course, but it looks good to have a few more skilled eyes on each step. Especially since I'll have to get ready myself before too long.
You're the one taking that third seat?
Oh, we pulled the short straw. I kid. You know I kid. We love you.
Yes, well, the decision was reached fairly. Everyone had their chance.
Absolutely, sir.
You pushed pretty hard yourself, but it's all settled now. Is there another suit ready?
All laid out over here. I'm just finishing with Alex.
I can handle it. I read through the manuals a dozen times last night. Couldn't sleep a wink.
Are you ready to hand over mission management? I'll need your code right here.
I think we better do one more walkthrough. Check in with the task leads. I'll be back in 5.
Whatever you say. But you really need to enter your code,
That's it. Just zip up. You can wait on the gloves and helmet until the last minute. Addy, you're up.
Just a sec. Another picture from my fans.
If you could just give us a minute to say goodbye to our friends.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We've kept an eye on everything as much as we could. Having Steven helped a lot.
All I can do is look and make suggestions. But I hope it makes a difference. There's a lot invested in getting you two to your destination.
Thank you for everything you've done. It really means a lot.
We definitely owe you both big time. Shit. I better go make one last quick pit stop.
Again?
I told you before, not in the suit. Not happening.
You better hurry then. Stay safe down here too. Keep an eye out. I've heard people here talking about what you said before. Taking on the Megas. Just keep everyone safe.
You've got it.
And I'll do anything I can to help. I do have one favor to ask of you as well.
What is it?
This is not for me, but for the entire Northern African Coalition. When you get to the moon, tell them. Tell them who we are, and that we have resources available. But if they wish to make contact, they should approach us carefully and publicly.
I'll pass that message along.
Thank you. We should continue our inspection.
Yeah. Alex, I'm going to bring the others up top before they seal you in. Elio would kill me otherwise. See you there.
See you there. Oh, damn it. How does the zipper come together again?
When all this is over, we should have a serious talk with your people about backup plans.
Is tonight soon enough? Oh, Addy.
Yeah, hey, just headed back. Later on. You still there? I hear you. Keep on going. Everything's smooth down on this end. Smooth as silk. You don't need to have a care. I won't be able to check in again, though. Too many ears and eyes. Oh, really? Well, too late for her to do anything about it, right? Everything's on schedule. I gotta zip. I'm sure Daniels will give you a report. Ciao. Connect with contact, Mom.
Another call? You must have better things to do.
Can I just miss you? This is my last chance to check in. I had a call from your old pal back at Rio Sao Paulo. He still thinks I'm on his payroll. I'm still letting him think so.
Excellent. You're doing an amazing job, as always. Be careful. He's gathered more power than I expected from his little cave in the rubble.
Well, like I said to him, it's too late now, right? It's countdown time. Shit, almost for real. I gotta go.
All right, dear. Safe travels and all that.
You don't have any final instructions when I get to the moon?
Just do what you think is best, sweetheart. I trust your instincts. I trust your genetics.
Yeah, I'm a peach. I've done one hell of a job here.
You really have, you know.
Thanks, I just, you know, it wasn't supposed to be Abrogato. Alex! That wasn't the plan.
That doesn't affect us at all. If anything, he's got to be easier to fool than Elena.
You're right. I know. I just...
Just what?
Nothing. You're right. It's all A-okay. I'll call you from the moon.
When you've got things sorted.
Of course. I got this. M-O-M.
I know you do.
Shit. Shit.
I appreciate the support. We'll sort all that out.
Artificial consciousness. AC.
Alright, if you don't need me, I'm gonna...
Hey, Roger.
Hey. So, heading to the other side, huh? I've still got my map saved. I marked all the worst spots for the rover.
Look, shut up. I have to tell you something. I've been trying to corner you for a day and a half.
Okay. Have you been checking in with Doc Pacey?
It's not about that.
Medic, my bad.
No, would you stop for a minute?
All right, fine. I'm here. I'm listening. But let's... Great. I guess we're at your office. At least you'll be comfortable. Walter's gonna flip if she sees us together. Hears us together.
I just talked to her. I think we're... I don't know what, but we have an understanding about this trip to the other side.
I mean, that's something, right? I mean, you're not... Shit. This isn't... She's not sending me with you, is she?
What? No.
Oh, thank goodness. I mean, not that I don't enjoy our witty banter and session together, but...
Just let me talk, okay? Do you mind if I... The olfactory.
Hey, you do you. I'm not gonna judge.
Olfactory, give me just lavender. 0.2 strength. So, when we broke into Dr. Day's files, there were a lot of back and forth with the consortium.
Right. Tumnus told me some kind of secret transmitter. She's got me trying to track down where the signal was headed, which is not an easy thing to do. But it's not like I've got a real job at this point.
We started with everything she was sending to them, mostly text messages. Tumnus reported those back to Wilder right away. But there was also a decent-sized folder of audio attachments. I've been listening through all those, making notes pretty much every minute I'm not asleep.
That sounds particularly healthy.
We need to know what they know. There's a lot in there. Everything you sent without your edits, unauthorized broadcasts, reports on any connections crew members held to the Freeholds or other corporations, and private messages from practically everyone back and forth to Earth.
Private messages?
Everyone. Right up to Administrator Howell, right down to Nessa before and after I made my report. Probably everything you ever sent them they'd already got.
Shit. Shit! Nice to know that was all utterly necessary.
That's not even... That's not my point. They had... I found... There are messages in there after we lost contact. after they turned off the satellite and abandoned us. There are messages from Alex. A bunch of them.
Wait. Alex? My Alex from after we... Jesus, Michelle, give them to me.
Why do you think I wanted to... They're all in a folder. I set them up for you. Here, go ahead and listen.
You're letting me use your desk?
Just listen. They're all coded by time and date. Start from here.
Okay.
I'll be back. You're right. It's been a while since I checked in with Pacey. Don't touch my stuff. Oh, olfactory off.
Shit. Alex.
Roger, my love. If any of these messages make it through, I hope this is the one. Even though when you hear it, you're gonna kill me. That was Paul. Both our girls say hi. If they sound a little bit nervous, it's because I just told them that their daddy is going on a trip. Now it's time to tell you. Honey, I hope you've got room for one more up there.
All right. This is it, kiddos. We're about to blast off. Is everybody ready? Payload? Abrogado? Let's get pumped up.
Shouldn't we have our helmets on by now?
Well, there is a reason for that. It's a little technical, so I didn't want to get into the details, but...
Safe travels, Alex and Abby.
And payload.
Alex, were you surprised? I got them to let Cass and Paul come up with me.
Look at you, girls! Are you here to give Addie kisses goodbye? All right, I apologize.
Ladies, be nice.
They've been nervous. I don't think they like being this far up.
I'm telling you, I think I'm with the dogs.
Here, let's see that final checklist one more time.
Girls, you know that I love you. I would take you both with me if I could. I'm gonna go get our Roger back.
Whoever's taking care of them, I'll be happy to take them on walks and throw their little piggy and...
You better, because I'm leaving them with you.
You're... truly? All the time?
All the time. You can let Marie Sarah help a little if you want, but it's up to you.
Oh, Alex, I'll be so good to them, I promise.
Of course you will. You might have trouble getting her to let them go when you come home.
That's not true. They're Alex's dogs and Roger's dogs.
And just a little bit, for a while, Ilya's dogs. I wouldn't trust anyone else.
Cass, Paul, come here. It's okay. You're very, very safe. Elena, guess what?
You know she's not going to let them out of her sight.
With those two, that's really for the best.
We've done everything we could for you. Good luck up there.
Good luck down here.
Right. I better head back below. Make sure they don't forget how to count backwards.
Take care of them. Thanks for everything, Yanung.
Yeah.
Come over here, Alex. No one needs to hear me getting sentimental.
Marie Sarah, thank you for everything. Thank you for bringing me in.
Well, what's a shepherd to do? It's been a joy getting to know you.
Take care of the garden for me. When you get a chance, look up at the moon.
I surely will. Make sure you get there safely. Take care of your head.
I have my pills.
Take care of your heart.
That's why I'm going.
Not just your metaphorical heart.
Oh, when did I tell you about that?
Just now. But I also saw your medicine kit when you were packing. I've got the same pills on my bedside table.
You didn't say anything.
This is your decision to make. Just take care as best you can. Remember, you're loved down here.
Thank you.
Tell Roger he's damn lucky to have you.
That is the first thing on my list.
All right, it's time. We need the flight crew inside the orbiter.
Flight crew is entering the orbiter. We are at T-minus 20 minutes and holding.
I recorded all the necessary announcements. I wasn't gonna give that up. Alex, Addy, time to get those helmets locked.
I'm ready. I was born ready. Show me how to do that?
Here, it's fairly simple. You just turn counterclockwise to approximately...
I guess it's time.
Alex, be careful. Say hi to Roger.
I will. Goodbye, everyone.
Go into the universe. And be well.
All right, helmet.
You've still got one goodbye. It's a pretty important one.
Elena, I'm sorry. Everyone was...
I know. Everyone wants a piece of Alexandra Brigado Fisher. Is a hug okay?
I probably won't feel it in here, but...
I know you didn't do this just for me, but it's a little bit for me. And I'll never forget. Give them my notes. They're going to be pretty exhaustive. Everything I could think of. Or ever extrapolated. Hopefully, with what Nessa already had.
I'll give them everything. They're going to make it work.
You're going to make it work. You're part of the whole thing now. Part of the plan.
Thank you. Goodbye, Elena.
Goodbye, Alex.
Okay, I'm putting on the helmet now. Goodbye, Cass. Goodbye, Paul. Take care, everyone.
Goodbye. Say goodbye to Daddy.
All right, Alex. Good with your helmet?
I'm good. Ready for launch.
Watch your head. Watch your feet. I'll be right behind you. You know, they did a nice job with the orbital access arm.
Glad you approve.
Close the hatch after me, and it's your show from there. The orbiter is closed and secure. All personnel retreat to fallback area. We are at T-minus 20 minutes and counting.
Daniel's reporting in. I've only got a minute. The hatch is closed and they're counting down to launch.
Addy made it inside?
Adlai is on board, along with Alex Brigado Fisher and... payload.
Sorry you didn't get that third spot. I was rooting for you.
Thanks so much, sir.
Still, having you in charge of mission control isn't such a bad thing. And you got our cargo on board as well, didn't you?
All according to plan.
Well then, we're in good shape. The trap is set. The game is afoot.
Now, if only you knew what game that was.
Whatever you say. Go on, do your duty. Time is short. Get the job done, and don't forget to leave the doors open on your way out tonight. There's company coming.
Yes, sir.
All personnel retreat to fallback area. We are at T-minus 18 minutes and counting.
Play it again.
Roger, my love, if any of these messages make it through, I hope this is the one. Even though when you hear it, you're gonna kill me.
Stop. Back to the beginning. Play again.
Roger, my love, if any of these messages make it through, I hope this is the one. Even though when you hear it, you're gonna kill me.
Stop. Skip ahead 20 seconds.
Honey, I hope you've got room for one more up there.
Stop. I know you're there. That's what the beeping means.
I remember. Roger...
You can't possibly have any advice for this situation.
I don't. I thought you might need a friend.
Thanks.
I have made a significant discovery. One with similar...
But what the hell does he think he's doing? What kind of a harebrained, mule-headed, third animal-related adjective I can't think of stunt does my fool of a husband... Why would he do this? Why would anyone let him do this? How's he in Rio, Sao Paulo, one message, and then he's on a whole other continent? And somehow, hey, he runs across the only freehold in the world with a rocket, and somehow he talks his way on board? How does a thing like that even happen? What kind of hackneyed plot device? Why did you do this, love? What were you thinking? You know you can't... You shouldn't... Why? Who is it?
Sorry, I just needed some microgreens.
Jackson, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were there.
I'll just be a minute.
Greens on the moon, greens on the moon.
Nessa sang in here all the time.
I remember.
I wish I'd been here sooner to meet her.
Oh, you were going to say something before?
I was.
Before I lost what was left of my mind?
Oh, just a recent discovery. A bit of common ground.
Greens on the moon, greens on the moon, greens on the moon.
I have recently found out that there is someone on Earth I am connected to. It's been distracting.
Yeah, it's definitely that. Oh, why would Alex do such a goddamn thing?
Maybe he thought his husband was trapped on the moon with no way to get home, and there was a chance to get up to him and for them to be together again, and he knew it was risky, but living where he was risky too, and there he didn't have his husband, and it just made more sense. People have been talking.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Oh, Alessandra, shit. Where even are you by now? There's no way to know if the thing even launched.
Actually, I might be able to provide some information on that.
It's a popular garden tonight.
Hello, Jackson.
I've got my microgreens.
Srini, have you been drinking again?
Of course not. Not yet. I was working on plans to deal with the consortium should that day come, analyzing the encryption codes Tumnus removed from Dr. Day's transmitter. With the help of my telescopic array, I've gained some limited access to the satellite network. My data shows that a launch was achieved from the right geographic area some hours ago, and so far it seems safely on course.
You're sure? You've seen the data? You know it's safe?
With the help of a certain artificial consciousness, I might be able to expand my access and track more directly.
I am at your service, Dr. Ray. That is, Roger, if you don't mind.
What? Of course. Oh my God, Alex, you're on your way. You're on your way.
We'll be in the observatory.
Right, I might need a few minutes.
Jackson, will you join us?
I'll walk you as far as the kitchen.
Alessandra, Brigada Fisher, my wonderful, infuriating love. What did you do? What did you do? A homemade rocket and your heart and... your heart? I can't even... There's no way to... Not that you'd hear me anyway. No sending messages back and forth now. Just... waiting. Good thing I finally finished that poem I've been writing for you. Remember the welcome nights of summer? I used to lie in my front yard talking to you, thousands of miles away, lying in your back, blanketed, gazing together at bottomless oceans of stars. I tried to show you the Big Dipper. It was all I still held of my days as a scout. Polaris stood out like a gentle smile as I heard your breath against my ear. And the universe seemed to tremble with the effort of holding that moment. Damn you, Tumnus. But now it's winter and the stars have all moved. I can't find the Big Dipper. And you don't have to call in the wee hours to find me. But I can't think of the last time I listened to you breathe. Or when we talked until the dew had settled on us both, bedded by grass and blanket, until the dawn found us as it erased star marks from the blue blackboard sky. Alex, get here safely. There's so much more. There's so much more.
Thank you for listening to the Season 3 finale of Moonbase Theta Out. This episode featured almost everyone. Lehman Kessler, Jen Ponton, Tina Daniels, Cass McPhee, Dallas Wheatley, David S. Deer, Hazel Stopp, Shireen Lanayunas, Namia Nguyen, Teddy Hannah Drollard, Cole Burkhart, Toe Zaman, Gabrielle Znico, Echi Kasson, Leslie Gideon, Robin Regalado, Philomena Sherwood, Jazz LaFond, Becca Marcus, Corey Sproul, DJ Silvis, Naris Howell, Sade Oyemakinawa, and Christy Bolton. With guest appearances by Gloria Duna and our own sound genius, Will Gianetta. Yes, made it through the whole list. The Consortium announcer is played by Evan Tess Murray. Sound design and editing by Will Gianetta. Written by DJ Silvis and produced by DJ Silvis and Cass McPhee. Our associate producers are Timothy Legrone, Marty Chidorik, and Sarah Mueller. A huge thank you to all of our Season 3 supporters on Seed and Spark. If you want to help to make the show possible, you could join our Moon Superhero Patreon backers, starting from $1 a month. It means so much to us, and you get early episode access, weekly behind-the-scenes updates, and bonus content as a thank you. Go to patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website. MonkeyManProductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit FableAndFolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. Normally at this point, I'd be plugging a particular show we like to share, but I'd like to direct you to our website. Under MTO, there's a page for our cast and crew, and every one of them is doing amazing things, telling stories of their own or lending their talents to others. Please go there and check the links. And check them out on Podchaser as well. Follow every one of these amazing folks and give them your attention. I love them all, and we're so lucky to get to work with them. So that's it. The official end of Season 3. I mean, it's not really the end. We've got some bonus content coming in a few weeks, an interview with some of the new cast, and then four, count them, four, bonus episodes that each dig a bit deeper into the season's revelations, and the last takes us even one more step further. And then in the second half of the year, we'll be bringing you All Your Base, another flashback miniseries, but this time across the moon, exploring every base with new characters and new stories to tell. So keep an eye out in the feed for all that content as we keep moving further and further into our future. And it's a future we couldn't find without you. I've thanked so many people and hopefully not forgotten. Our cast the co-producer on the show, so much work. Our patrons and crowdfunding backers. But we couldn't do any of this without you. Putting this in your ears, listening to episode after episode, caring about the characters, getting involved on Twitter or Tumblr or Discord, making this show into a community, caring about it. Thank you so much for caring.
and know that we care about you, too. I've rambled enough for now. I mean, who am I, Wilder? But we'll be back soon with that post-season content and everything coming next. Take care, be excellent to each other, and of course, keep watching the moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It happened in the quiet town of Podunk, an ages-old family mystery.
What happened with Great-Grandpa? Why won't you talk about it?
Because there's nothing to say, Nintendo.
Begets an unprecedented paranormal event.
Help, brother!
Poltergeists.
My lamp attacked me. It was hovering the air. It unplugged itself and came at me.
Mind control.
Why is that crow smoking a cigarette?
Okay, we're playing inside today.
Zombies.
I could have gotten out of here on my own.
You were hiding in a coffin.
It was a good disguise.
Extraterrestrials.
You've seen them too? I've been observing them for days.
I beat up aliens with my baseball bat.
Children with psychokinetic powers.
I let that little light of mine shine, Mama. And it melted the darkness away.
And that's just the beginning.
Introducing Mother, She Wrote, a travelogue diary through the biggest cult phenomena in video game history, the Mother series, as it's called in Japan, and Earthbound, as it's called everywhere else.
Each episode, we recount the story through immersive audio drama as it's lived by the characters, unpacking the surreal adventures, tear-jerking moments, and what it all means.
If you're new to the series, we'll take you beyond the controller and into the story.
And if you're a longtime fan, relive these tales like never before and learn fascinating new facts about your favorite games.
Find Mother, She Wrote on your favorite podcast player and at mothershewrote.earth.